Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope you're having a good start to your Thursday morning. Cocker still alive, John?
I don't think so. Is he?
I thought he...
Is he?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I haven't seen him for a long time. I was just watching Joe Cocker and John Belushi duetting on Saturday Night Live during the commercial break. But I had...
No, he died in 2014.
Okay, gotcha.
Too bad.
He was great.
Really, really, really incredibly distinctive voice.
Yeah, very
you knew
much.
It was him.
Yep.
And I couldn't believe as a little kid that anyone... that's the first time that I saw someone move around like that, just completely inexplicably while they were trying to sing and perform.
You don't think Elvis or Michael Jackson moved?
I'm just
asking for a friend.
This was before that.
It wasn't before Elvis.
I think I was.
Maybe it was for you. You probably saw Joe Cocker before you saw Elvis. That's possible.
You don't think Fred Astaire moved when he was singing in the rain?
I think
Gene
Elvis
Kelly.
Was
Gene
his
Kelly.
Own thing. Elvis was his own entity. Joe Cocker was a shocker to my system
Cocker
as
the
a
shocker.
Little kid.
Okay.
When I saw this guy up
what
there doing what he was doing.
Cocker the Shocker.
It wasn't
that guy's
like
a party,
Elvis,
I'll tell you that.
Who was moving in conjunction with the music.
Sure.
You know, almost like in a you know, attractive way.
Yeah.
It was moving against the music in just a really ugly way.
Okay.
I didn't understand why this guy was doing that.
Fair enough.
It sounded amazing. But anyway, there's a duet with him and Belushi on Saturday Night Live where they're doing Feeling All Right. And
all
it's
right.
really, really, it's cool.
Good
I thought
deal.
Belushi did a better Joe Cocker than Joe Cocker did.
That's good. I like it. I also like Life Advice with the Hammer. We do it every Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. Get what you need some help with on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. And Seltzer will choose one such scenario and throw me an advice question. I'll spin you some advice coming up at 9:15 today. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Here's advice number one. Ace Bailey, if you're ever eligible for a draft again, have a different manager. So if you missed it, Ace Bailey, who, of course, we talked a lot about when the Sixers could have drafted him and maybe would have otherwise drafted him. Ace Bailey yesterday fired his manager. I don't know why they call this guy manager instead of agent, but whoever that guy was, fired him. A little late, but, you know, he's going to be stuck in Utah for the next 5 to 7 years, but what are you going to do?
He got to Utah and he's like, whoops.
Right, James. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. All right, second thing. Life advice. I don't know too much about this, but I've seen some headlines. I need someone from Delco to tell me what is going on with the smell.
I haven't heard of it. So
yeah.
Elaborate. I don't know.
Much. I just know I've seen headlines. Some kind of smell going on in Delco.
Uh-oh.
So life advice, whoever it is,
Smelco.
Is the Delco pooper at it again?
It's not that. Apparently, it's a little bit more extensive. So someone from Delco, let us know like what is going on with this odor, this foul odor. And how bad is it? And then clean it up.
And it's pervasive. This is like all of Delco.
I don't know.
It says
Smelco
residents.
Right now?
This Fox 29's site says 911 calls flooding in about the smell of gasoline.
Well, that's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the unsafe variety,
in media it says.
Yeah. All right. All right. So Delco, someone let us know how bad is this. And who's going to save the day?
And if you have to stay in your homes, just listen to WIP while you're hanging out. You know?
Yeah. And,
oh, wait. We have more. Described by residents resembling burnt oil, dead animals.
Ooh.
For unignited gas. That's like a wide spectrum of scents.
Not good.
None of them good.
Not good at all. All right, let's listen to the home runs. They were very good. It was one after the other after the other. As LeBron said many years ago, not three, not four, not five. Let's get up to eight. LeBron only got up to two. That is with Miami. Let's listen to the homers last night.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, center field. It's deep. Going back, Marcy to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone into the hedges. And it's an all-time Major League record for Kyle Schwarber. His 55th home run of the season. It's his 23rd off a left-hander. A record that has stood since 1949.
Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field, long run, Marcy back towards the angled wall, at the wall, and that ball is gone. It just clears just to the left of that State Farm sign, and Edmundo Sosa returning to the lineup with a go-ahead solo home run, and the Phillies lead 2-1. Swung on, hit well. Deep right center field, that's on its way, and that ball is gone over the stands. As Bryson Stott crushes one to right center. 3-1 Phillies.
Here's a swing and a high drive left field. That's on its way. And that's a three-run home run for Edmundo Sosa. And the Phillies breaking it open now in the bottom of the fifth. They lead it 6-1. And it's swung on. Rocketed to right, high and deep, and on its way into the second deck. No doubter from Schwarber, his second of the night. Kyle Schwarber with home run number 56. On the season, 7-1 Phillies.
Swung on, lifted to deep left, on his way back to the wall. Sanoa, that one is gone.
Back to back for Schwarber and Bohm. That's number 11 on the season for Alec. And it's the sixth homer hit tonight by the Phillies.
Here's Otto Kemp, and he crushes one. Left center, it's on its way, and it's gone.
It's a two-run home run for Otto Kemp, and the Phillies have matched the franchise record with their seventh homer of the night.
Swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner, and that one is gone off the hands of a fan at the top of the railing.
Oh, they're going to say fan interference. The signal is in. Carapazza says it's a home run. And Edmundo Sosa will trot the bases. It's a three home run game for Edmundo. And the Phillies have set an all-time franchise record with eight home runs tonight.
Well, great calls by Scott Fransky and great job by the Phillies. It was one of those thoroughly enjoyable victories last night. And the Phillies obviously setting themselves up with the bye officially with that win. Tell you who's not out of order. Mr. Kyle Schwarber. Got to 56 last night.
I can't believe we have a Howard Chase. I really didn't think it was going to end up where we have four games and he's got to hit two to tie him and three to pass him. I think it was going to happen.
How does the I don't know how the unwritten rules work for pitching to a guy who's at this stage of the season this high.
No, he's not
the home
he's
run.
Not breaking any real he's breaking a Phillies record.
They're not going to groove
he's
him
not
on
even
like
the major
Chandler
league
Clark
leader.
Did.
Cal Raleigh has 60.
Who goes up against us knows that he's hit 56 home
runs. This is not Brett Favre, Michael Strahan.
No, it's not like that.
And that whole fiasco. That was a fiasco,
oh
by
my
the
God.
Way.
It was.
That was really, I mean, if I'm guessing, no. I mean,
oh, it was
I
a total
it's
joke.
Ever
joke.
Marred yeah, by that dumb decision.
Yeah, it was really.
So,
what's funny
I mean,
is, do you remember the pitch that Barry Bonds hit to break 70 for 71?
I don't.
It was like a 90-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle of the plate. It's like unbelievable that pitch was thrown to
you
him in that spot.
You thought on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
So yes.
I never thought of that. By the way,
it's wild if you watch it.
So historically, what? I'm just wondering.
No one cares. No one nationally
uptick?
Cares. No.
Is there an uptick at this stage of the season?
When I would guess that 99% of players the Phillies face don't know that Ryan Howard is the Phillies home run leader with 58 home runs.
And they don't care.
Chasing it. They don't care.
I understand they don't know the details, but when you're facing a guy,
they're not going to groove
one. 50s.
No. The answer is I'm going to give you a no on that. By the way, speaking of homers, there was something else notable in baseball last night. There was a player. His name is Aaron Judge. Who accomplished a great feat. He became the fourth player of all time to have four 50 home run seasons. Now, did you guys see the list?
Well, oh, no, I didn't. But also, Cal Raleigh had his 60th last night.
All three of them hit two home runs.
Yeah, 60 homers. He's the first non-Yankee AL player to hit 60 homers in a season. The first non-Yankee in the AL.
All right, so give me the three players before Aaron Judge with four 50 home run seasons.
Well, Babe.
That's one.
The Bonds?
No, I thought Bonds never got there.
Bonds was like a the lot wire? Of like high 40s.
Wait, Bonds
and stuff.
Never got there. It's 73.
No, I'm saying he never got 450. I mean, he didn't get over 50 as often as you would think. Maguire, Sosa.
Boom.
Yeah, locks.
You got it. You got it. Steroids.
That's three.
Steroids, and hot dogs.
Wait, so it's just three other. He's the
three
fourth.
Others.
I got you. Okay.
He's the fourth.
Batting practice used to be insane. Remember when people used to crowd the park for batting practice?
Unbelievable. All right, so let's listen to Schwarber because, you know, we were through this a few months ago with Saquon. You know, should he go for the record or not? Now, this is a lesser record. Let's be clear. Saquon's record was, you know, an all-time NFL across everybody regular season record. Schwarber's is the team record, which he's at 56, Ryan Howard at 58. You guys know my theory. I would play all the players right on through Sunday. I'd play them on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week in inter-squad games to practice hardcore. I'm not kidding. So I wouldn't de-throttle at all. Listen to Schwarber after the game addressing, you know, whether he should take some time off or not for the purpose of trying to beat Ryan Howard's record.
Everything that we got to do is in front of us. It's, you know, and it's about finishing healthy. And, you know, but you also have to field the lineup too. So I'm also kind of at the bottom of the totem pole there where, you know, I don't play the field much. So, I'm always going to be ready to play a game. And, If it happens, great. If it doesn't, great. You know, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting all of our guys through the end of 162 and then everyone being ready to be healthy and push towards what we need to go to.
He is very good at saying the right thing. And I think the reason he's very good at saying the right thing is I think he thinks the right thing. I mean, it's a perfect answer. He's telling you what the ultimate goal is. But he'll, you know, play if called upon. And listen, because of the fact that he doesn't have to field, it does make it a lot easier to not get injured.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, you know, Mike. And again, we don't know from Rob Thompson yet. And I do hope someone asks him in the next couple days.
No, we do. He did. He talked about it last night.
Go for it.
Rob Thompson.
What did he say?
He said straight up, I will let him go for the
record. No, not that. I wasn't saying that. The whole team. We don't know.
We don't know
if he's going to push them all to play the
one
whole
thing
way.
With the Schwarber thing, too. I mentioned it yesterday, but Schwarber has played every game this season and apparently would love to play 162. He will be in the lineup the next four games. I lock it in.
Yeah, I mean, I would put him on the lineup. I mean, not a guy that's, you know, battling an injury. Okay, if a battling an injury guy, you don't have to rush him back. Now, you might want to get Trey Turner in there just to get, you know, some at-bats. But play him. Just freaking play them all. Play them all. Right on through. You get one day off before the playoffs begin. Just play, and I'm saying team-wise, like just keep playing baseball. That's my opinion. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Eagles with a ton of injuries. We'll cover that in a moment as well. Gary in Whitehall right now. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
Yeah, we're in a good mood, man. We got two really good teams. And then we got two really not good teams.
That we sort of lock out of our
unless
mind.
The Sixers are really good because they're healthy and they play. We'll find out.
Wide open East, baby. Wide open East.
Let me tell you something. If Joel was healthy, really healthy.
They might be the favorite.
It would be the Sixers or Knicks.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the Cavs. The Cavs are actually technically the betting favorite.
And the Cavs. Yeah. But there's no Bucks.
Knicks have a new coach.
There's no Celtics. And there's no Pacers.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have Jimmy Butler with the Heat anymore. Like, seriously, if Joel was healthy, it would really be a Cavs, Knicks, Sixers. Like, that's it, folks. And which I guess is good news because if he can be healthy, then they can have that shot. But, like, what are the chances? Anyway, Gary, go ahead, bud.
Happy birthday, young man.
Thanks, Gary.
You got it, brother. Oh, hey, how can you not be in a good mood? I mean, that power surge last night. I mean... but it all started with Lizardo. I mean, we were ready to run him out of town after those two outings back-to-back where he gave up two 20 runs in, what, a total of five innings. And, you know, but he turned it around, and he figured things out. And, hey, Joe, going forward, Aaron Nola ain't going to pitch in the postseason unless we get to the World Series.
I don't know. We'll
I don't
see,
know about
Gary.
That, Gary.
Real quick on Lizardo, I did the math this morning. So he has a 3.92 ERA. If you take those two starts out, where it was 5 2/3, 20 runs, his ERA drops all the way down to 3.03.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's like almost a full run of ERA in two starts.
Yeah. No, he should feel really good about himself. And I'll say this. Even after those two starts, I still thought there were a couple other squirrely ones. But over the last month or so, he is really, truly right at the ship. Back very close to the standard he had in April and May. And to have him, Ranger, and then obviously Sanchez all ready to go, that is significant, man. Now, look, it is a shame they don't have Wheeler. We'll never know what would have happened if they do. But there are very few teams that enter really any postseason with three pitchers that are this good. The Phillies have a tremendous advantage.
I mean, I was one of those guys back in June saying, hey, just wake me up in October. But, you know, I got woken up in the middle of August because this team really turned it around ever since Duran got here and Bader.
And Bader. Makes sense. Gary, give me – and by the way, I think you got to give Dombrowski a lot of credit because it's not just that, but it's the Lizardo trade back in the offseason.
And it's Robertson and it's all these things. Yeah.
Yep. The only thing that really didn't work, I would say, is Kepler. Now, it's gotten a little better, but let's be real. For the most part.
And Romano, don't forget
Romano.
Oh,
and Romano.
How could you forget? Those eyes.
Oh, man. Although the eyes of the other pitcher was crazy last night, too. He gave up one. I think it might have been Sosa's second.
Yeah, the guy, Lake, whatever his name was.
That guy's eyes were Romano-like.
Yeah, I had the same thought.
Holy mackerel.
I was like, this guy looks like his name is Lake. Like, he was just, like, right there.
Dude, go take a shower. Go hit the hotel room. Get off the mound. Gary, give me an answer. You can win my book, The Best of Philly Sports, and the Brian Adams tickets in honor of the Phil's eight homers. What's a notable eight?
Well, I'm going to go back to this between the 92 Flyers. See, 92 and 94.
Oh, yeah.
With Lindros, Fedek, and Recchi is a crazy eight.
I like that answer. The crazy eights
fun. I forgot about that, honestly.
Crazy eights were fun. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,000 500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Obviously, that's coming up in just a couple days. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Poll question. ESPN has ranked Joel Embiid as the 47th best player in the NBA. That is A, too low, B, too high, or C, sounds about right. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Still looking for some answers from people from Delco on what is going on with the smell. I had a friend text me. She told me it's really bad. Her exact text is, here's what she texted me when we were talking last segment. She said, it's so bad, I went around my house emptying trash, checking pipes because my house smells, and then she put in all caps, bad.
Ooh.
Then she sent me a tweet from someone that says, it smells like a giant fish tank outside. So she's saying it's like legit bad.
Yeah, Steve Lindsay from Channel 3 sent me a text, said they had a guy who's given them all this information. Smells like a dirty fish tank.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. That's awful.
So here's
the
deal.
Do you know how wide the area that it covers is? Like, do we have any idea
now? So I need someone to call us and let us know. Little context here. Also, if you're getting a busy signal and trying to call us, hit up the Times Yours line. We'll get some Times Yours calls going on that and other topics today. 215-238-4500. That's the Times Yours number. Let us know if you're in Delco. How bad is that smell? Times Yours line, 215-238-4500. We really would like some context on what's going on out there. And sorry to hear it so bad. All right, also, coming up in a minute. So CJGJ obviously cut by the Texans this week. What his was head coach, D'Amico Ryan said about it, and what Nick Sirianni said when asked yesterday about the CJGJ thing. We'll get to D'Amico and Sirianni coming up in a minute on CJ Gardner-Johnson. Hey, let me tell you here, I love tequila. I tell you that on a daily basis. You know, I love Gran Coromino tequila, official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles, because hard work tastes different. Gran Coromino tequila is Kevin Hart's tequila. He created it. He started it. Big super fan, obviously. And big American star, big Philadelphia star. Gran Coromino is made with 100% blue agave and is available in Reposado, Cristalino, and Añejo. Upgrade your game day margarita for your tailgate or game watch party at your house with Gran Coromino. Find Gran Coromino at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits or online at fineWineandGoodSpirits.com. Celebrate responsibly. All right, let's listen to D'Amico Ryans, our old pal Mufasa. So it's one of the few things Chip Kelly did well. He gave D'Amico Ryans a great nickname.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
No, he did. That was a perfect nickname.
And what's the other thing Chip Kelly did that continues to benefit the Eagles?
Well, the sports science.
Well, Stoutland's number one.
Stoutland's number one. But the sports science stuff was Chip, too.
I know, but the rest of the world caught on him. But let me say this about Stoutland. He was Alabama's offensive line coach.
They wanted him back, too.
Of course they wanted him back. And they had just won a national championship, maybe two in a row. I think they had just beat Notre Dame, I think.
And the Manti-Te'o game? Was that one? Yeah.
Yeah, it was right around there. Right around there. And Chip Kelly's like, I want that guy in Alabama. And Stoutland has entered the pantheon of all time. The Jim Johnson, you know, pantheon of like, these are your great assistant coaches of all time in Philly sports.
So. Although I will just say, I was not entirely pleased with him for the entire eight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, that Matt Pryor was in
Rhea,
for.
I agree with you. You know, very odd decision.
We praise him to the hilt all the time.
Yeah.
And that guy, it was a disaster.
It almost cost him a game.
It almost cost them Jalen Hurts.
You're right about that.
Jalen got hurt on that play,
yeah,
that'd be bad.
Couple big shots, but the one specifically he took from Verse was brutal.
One other thing for Chip, this wouldn't happen without
you
Chip.
You got to open your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. They might have
led to Doug, led to Nick, like a whole new philosophy on how to pick coaches, on how to build a culture, the whole thing.
Led back to Howie, but Chip doesn't get credit for that. All right, so let's get to the audio of D'Amico Ryans on CJGJ. We talked to Mike Quick yesterday. Mike Quick's like, no, hardcore no on bringing CJGJ back. D'Amico Ryans was asked about, obviously, the release of CJ Gardner Johnson. Here's what he said.
Unfortunately, we just moved on. And for me, every decision I make is always in the best interest of our team. I felt it was the best decision for us to move forward. And so now we're here. We're on to the Titans.
Why did you think it was in the best interest of the team?
Yeah, because it's my decision to move on. I know it's best for my team.
So was it performance or something else? There's been a lot of news reports on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into all the details of it. It was coming from me, the head coach, is my team. It was the best for our team. And that's why I made the decision, so I'm not going into any further details on it.
Did you seek a trade partner, or did you get any interest from other teams?
No.
Nobody wanted him to trade.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely would have traded him if they could have.
Of course.
No doubt.
So, you know, this is one of those ones where obviously the coach knows, you know, just about everything and just won't tell you. And we've been down this road. I mean, when the Eagles cut Deshaun, Chip Kelly famously said like 7,000 times, it's a football decision. Well, Chip, why'd you cut Deshaun? It's a football decision. And it's irritating.
Ridiculous.
It's irritating when you don't get the scoop. But, you know, I can understand why D'Amico Ryans doesn't lay it all out there. But we also, as humans, have an insatiable appetite. Like, give me the details. I want to know. Matter of fact, let me play this audio.
I want the truth!
Well, we didn't get a lie yesterday, but we certainly did not get a forthcoming answer. All respect to D'Amico. Listen, Buddy Ryan famously 35 years ago when he cut Chris Carter, you know, said all he does is catch touchdowns.
It's the best line ever.
It's the most amazing line of all time.
We learned many years later.
In the moment, it was infuriating.
Yes, that
they were trying to save his life by getting him out.
He was doing him a solid.
Chris Carter had serious substance abuse issues, and Buddy Ryan, and Chris Carter was one of the better players on the team.
Yep.
He had 11 touchdowns. He had 11 touchdowns the prior year, and Buddy Ryan cut him. And obviously he had substance abuse issues, and Chris Carter has talked in recent years about how significant that moment was in his life. It might have saved his life. So anyway, very, you know, things can get complicated. But CJ, GJ, obviously, just in whatever way, shape, or form, out of control because he keeps getting kicked off teams, if you will. All right, let's listen to Sirianni. So here was the exact question asked to Sirianni yesterday. Are you interested in bringing back CJ Gardner-Johnson or in bringing CJ Gardner-Johnson back? That was the question. Here's what he said.
You know, I really am excited about the room that we have. I think they've done a really nice job to date. Got a good, you know, good young player and Andrew Makuba, who's you know, continues to get better. And I think that, you know, having Reed, you know, next to him, you know, is helping him get better. And just as how Reed got better, you know, having Marcus Epps in the building, and Reed said that, you know, I've said that in here before about, you know, Marcus Epps. So just really excited about that room. Sydney's doing a really good job, you know, he's doing a good job on special teams and doing some work on defense as well. So I'm really excited about that group and pleased with that group.
Now, that's a long way for Sirianni to say.
As if.
Yeah.
You're really on that one today.
That is the drop of the
Let's
day.
Put it this way. Do you want CJ GJ back? He did not say.
Yes! Oh, yes!
You know what he's gotten really good at? He's gotten really
not
good at
answering.
This. Not saying yes or no. Yep. Yeah. Devin, he doesn't. Because no, if you notice, because he doesn't want to go there. He doesn't want to say no because it can be viewed as disrespectful to CJ. He doesn't want to say yes because if he is, obviously they're not going to tip it off. Mm-hmm. He just kind of talks around it, but in the process praises the safeties. John, you wouldn't bring CJ GJ back, right? Trust the guys you got?
I don't think
now. If
can.
He could play cornerback with no Adoree Jackson,
which is funny because he did come out as a slot corner. That was his original position.
No
Ja'Cory, out of college.
No Ja'Cory and Bennett. Maybe no Adoree Jackson.
Right.
Keely Ringo or CJ GJ. Be a different story, but perhaps. No, I don't think they'd bring him back.
I am concerned for CJ GJ. You know, this is not.
He might lose his career.
This is not a good sign. How did this happen? You know, a lot of teams now in a short period, and when you're you know, just sort of discarded, it seemingly in such a way that it feels like there's bad blood there. I don't know the details, but you know what's going on, CJ.
Some guys are just beyond difficult, and I get the impression he probably is. I mean, it's getting
but
ridiculous.
But he was also one of those pieces, like Harrison Bader.
Yeah, you're right.
That you knew what was always going to believe. He was always singularly focused, you know, eyes on the prize. Yeah.
He's an attitude player.
Huge personality, and he's going to tell everyone that we're going to go win the whole thing.
He's a good player.
Sometimes you need a guy like that. Sometimes guys doubt, even in a great season, even in great times, sometimes you need someone who is just impervious to the noise because he believes so strongly, and he might be the crazy, just spout off 24/7 type of guy. That's what CJ GJ is. I do think
I agree with that
helps.
But I'll say this. Sometimes the other 52 and the coaches need a break from that guy.
Yeah.
True.
Sometimes it's very you know,
true. At this point, like
very
the
true.
Evidence is
and sometimes Harrison,
indisputable that he clearly is not a fit for most locker rooms.
Yeah.
Well, even if he can, like, I agree. I think he can bring that swagger and that energy. Right.
And he's a good player. He's a good player.
I think that there's a line that he clearly crosses
aging.
And has crossed multiple times.
Look,
he's
everybody's worked
explosive.
With people. Yeah, everybody.
His mouth is still as big, but his body is getting less explosive.
Well, listen, everybody has worked with people that you don't like, and some people have worked with people that it really, really drives you crazy. It can drain you.
Yeah, we work with you.
Oh,
it was too good. And I'm just joking. Joe's the
easy.
Best. I love him.
I was about to remind people it's your birthday. But you know what?
It was too
Ladies
easy.
And gentlemen, everyone listening, I'm not going to remind you of James Seltzer's birthday. When you call in today, don't say happy birthday to Seltzer. He's a freaking jerk and he doesn't deserve it. Let's go to the phones.
It was too easy.
He doesn't deserve it at all.
I love you.
No
Tom.
Happy birthday. I will hang up on you. No, I won't hang up on you. Hey, Jason Kelsey's going to be with us in 20 minutes. Kelsey normally at 7:30. On Thursdays, but push back a little bit today. Jason with us today at 8 o'clock. So Jason with us 8 o'clock today. Let's go to Neil in Northeast Philly. Hi, Neil.
How
the nurse to give me insulin because my sugar was high or take it again.
Neil!
Oh, no.
Hey.
What up, buddy?
Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday, dear James Seltzer. Happy birthday to you.
Sorry. Neil, you just broke the rule, man.
I know, immediately. It went right against
the
rule.
This is nonsense, man. Come on. Now, happy birthday to Seltzer. All right, Neil, what do you got in the fighting Phils? Did a lot of fighting last night, a lot of slugging.
Well, they're extremely hot. And Alex Bohm, you know, like, since he's got in, he's got to hit every game or whatever, and he had a home run yesterday. And Sosa, you know, like, even, I'll tell you, he stepped up, like, three home runs. So, you know, you got to give him credit.
Tremendous.
You
know, so. Tremendous.
Yeah, they are. And I think the lefties are tremendous, too. Like, Lizardo picked another great game, 10 strikeouts. And he went past his strikeout record, and the lefties are good. And I think Rob's going to go with Nola, but I think the lefties are still going to, you know, they have a shot, like a winning this five-game series. And, you know, like if it's them against Milwaukee, you know, I think it's going to be them against the Dodgers in the division series. And then maybe if they win that, them against Milwaukee in the other series, and then hopefully the World Series.
Yeah, Milwaukee's going to lose in their first series. They're going to
get look at you.
Yeah, they're going to get clipped. Yeah, they got early eggs that ran all over them. Great team. They're not going to like the Phillies. They're not going to know how to barrel through that second round this time because the Phillies better practice next week and be sharp. Brewers are going to rest on the laurels. Going to get their ass kicked. Phils have home field advantage. NLCS. Book it. No, okay. don't book it, Neil. I'm just talking out my honey with hope.
That's okay.
But it certainly could happen. We'll find out.
By the way, I'm a Libra too, and my birthday's in September too, just like James. The end of September,
there you go.
29th. So I'll be 67.
Well, Neil, happy birthday to you, pal. Soon. All right, give me an answer. What is a notable eight?
Okay, 8 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Great one.
Yeah, Beatles. Sorry, I don't know if he was about to keep going.
I think we had enough singing from Neil there.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there. What do I want to get to here? Oh, Sosa. You know, three homers. Unbelievable.
In his first game back.
That's
insane.
After two outs, I think, in his first two at-bats, right?
We're talking about fresh legs, you know, in football. Well, this is like fresh arm.
That was unbelievable. I think he made an out on his first two at-bats last night. And I think it was bat 3, 4, and 5 homers. Let's listen to the third one. I want to give Sosa some love here.
Swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner. And that one is gone off the hands of a fan at the top of the railing. Oh, they're going to say fan interference. And it's a double. And the Phillies will definitely check it, I think. And the signal is in. Carapaza says it's a home run. It's a 3-home run game for Edmundo.
All right, here's where I'm at on Sosa, big picture. Love the guy. Love him. And he is truly one of my favorite role players ever in Philly sports. Listen, he's not great. He plays great in spurts sometimes, and then he sags back down. But he is just Ruben made this point post-game. You always root for them all because they're Phillies. But, like, to me, I extra root for Edmundo Sosa.
He plays with such joy.
He plays with joy. And when you hear him, when you hear the people talk about him or hear him talk.
They love him.
They love him, and he seems to be so appreciative of being there. Like, Ben Simmons was like, I'm Ben Simmons, and you're not, and screw you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, you get none of that from Sosa. Mm-hmm. Like, Sosa is a joy. So I love the guy. I want to give him credit.
You're right. There's a gratefulness or something. Like, I don't even know. I don't require this, but, like, if you have the opposite of this, I hold it against you.
Totally.
And if you do have this, it's kind of like a childlike wonderment at some of this stuff. Like, I think it's cool to watch that.
I did so.
Because you're a baller, and it's awesome to see that, like, the whole package rolled together. You know, so the idiosyncrasies make you more interesting.
Yeah, no, and he's a defensive replacement if need be, and he's a guy you can trust to play as a starter if need be. James, Edmundo Sosa, role player, favorite role player Philly sports history is?
That's a great question. I mean, Bruntlett comes up because of the moments that he had. I mean, he scored the winning run. He was part of that team. Like,
Aaron McKee?
So Aaron McKee's right on the line.
Yeah, he was sixth man of the year, though. I don't know if that's like a role player.
I know.
He was important, though.
Aaron McKee and Bobby Jones were so good.
Yeah.
They came off the bench, but they're so, like, that's a tough one. Boston Scott was a lesser player.
Oh, that's a good one. Boston Scott's a really good answer. Love Boston Scott.
Love Boston Scott. So, look, McKee and Bobby Jones, obviously, if they count, you be the judge. I did like Karell Buchalter. I enjoyed him.
Karell was great.
Old Sixers, Derek Smith and Ron Anderson in the Barkley years. I liked those guys.
I mean, TJ. We love TJ here.
TJ who?
McConnell.
Oh, TJ McConnell.
TJ was really high on our list.
He's done well since he's left here.
TJ. Yes. All right, I got to ask, role player or not, Devin? Here we go. Role player or not, Nick Foles?
No.
I don't know.
That's a really good question.
Would Ricky Jordan count
as... I think it's no. Yeah, Ricky was a role player.
I loved him. I was such a big Ricky Jordan. Yeah. He would be high on my list.
And by the way, Foles not, because once you become the quarterback, you're too prominent.
Would Chris Long be a role player?
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
He's about as likable as it gets.
Yeah,
great answer. Anyway, congrats
Corey
to Clement.
Sosa. I mean, mm-hmm.
Corey Clement.
Yeah, you know?
Corey Clement.
Absolutely.
That's a really good one, too.
He worked his way into the passing down back.
Hey, how about this one? Ike Reese.
Oh,
special teams ace.
Yeah,
Ike Reese. Core special team player, Ike Reese. And he'd get in there on defense. Ike was a linebacker, for sure.
I loved Ike Reese when I was younger and, like, first watching the Eagles. I remember Ike Reese on that team. And, like, because he was always smiling when I was young.
Ike was good.
I liked watching
Ike
him.
Ike was a fan favorite.
Very much so.
He really was.
And him and Trot had the show here on WIP. So he was, you know, player with talk show, which was really cool. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-59. And by the way, Greg Gross, I don't know if I said him, but GG all-timer. And Stairs and Dobbs, there's a lot of good ones with the Phillies with pinch hitters through the years. All right, so congrats to Sosa, not just on last night, but really carving out a nice career. He's done a heck of a job. Eagles injuries, let's address them. We'll talk to Kelsey coming up in about 10 minutes. So here's the list for you to be aware of, and it's a pretty notable list. So two different categories. There's the guys that just went on injured reserve yesterday, and then there's the guys that did not practice yesterday. So injured reserve, who will obviously be out a minimum of four games, it could be longer. Nolan Smith, they're saying with the tricep, John, or bicep?
Tricep.
I think it's tricep.
Try.
With the tricep, Nolan Smith, he's out until at least early November. Ja'Quarian Bennett, who maybe was going to be the starting corner soon, maybe, he's out. Darius Cooper is out. And then they also have, so they're out for extended period of time. Then the three notable guys that did not practice yesterday, and two of them were at the same position. Jihad Campbell, Zach Bond.
Bond had a very large knee brace on, which
it was huge. Yeah.
And also did not practice at Dory Jackson. So you have multiple compounding factors. You know, you have your two inside linebackers, that hurts the combo. You have the fact that Ja'Quarian Bennett is ineligible to play and Adoree Jackson may not play. You have, you know, the effect of that position. And then, of course, over all of it is you lose your best edge pass rusher in Nolan Smith, who maybe is just their best flat-out pass rusher. I mean, either him or Jalen Carter would be their best pass rusher. So that's a lot to lose on defense, especially, John, against a Baker Mayfield, who probably has become a top-10 quarterback in pro football.
I think definitely, yeah.
He's really become something.
For sure.
Yeah.
He understands what defensive coordinators are trying to do to him. You know, he can anticipate and respond and get the team in the right check.
Yeah.
He's so smart, so seasoned, and he's a little guy, but he's got a bazooka for an arm.
He really does.
And he can run as well.
Yeah, he can.
He's a great athlete.
He's a gamer, too.
He is. Credit to him for picking up his career.
Tough man.
Yeah.
And he's always going to have his team in position to have a chance.
Yeah.
We are not in a good spot.
You know what the Eagles need desperately? They need Jalen Carter to be Jalen Carter on Sunday.
It's time.
In a big way. You're right, James.
And then some. We are right now. The mental toughness will be tested going down there to Tampa, Florida. Man, Florida this time of year is horrendous in football pads. I'm just letting you know from my experience, and they'll probably force us to be in our dark uniforms, which will make it even harder with the sun beating down on you. But it's going to be so much worse than anything that these guys have experienced during training camp. And this is part of why I'm glad they increased the intensity to some degree of what we're doing in training camp to be ready for games like this. But no matter what you do, you cannot be ready. And I am worried about essentially the outcome.
See, I think they learned last season. Because remember last season when they were down there, first of all, they didn't have, you know, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. And they were all, like, or not all, but there were a lot of guys who were, you know, really dehydrated. So I think that they're aware of that. You know, talking to them yesterday in the locker room, and a lot of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They'd much rather prefer to play in this weather versus like a snow game, because when you play in the cold, it hurts more when you get hit, and there's more, you know, risk there. So, I mean,
they did win in September of 23 in Tampa. I know a lot of people
ironically
forget about
on my birthday. I was ironically, it was on my birthday. 9/25/23. They won 25-11. It was a scoregami.
You fishing for another happy birthday?
No, I'm just saying it's ironic. It's my birthday, and the game you just referenced was on my birthday. Come on.
It's a little irony around James's birthday.
That's right. It's all matters today.
You should make it all about him on his birthday.
Wish Seltzer a happy birthday. Kelsey with us in 10 minutes. Your level of concern, it is a lot of injuries with the defense. I mean, Nolan Smith, Ja'Quarian Bennett, Jahad Campbell, Zach Bond, and Dory Jackson, some of whom are ineligible to play in this game, some of whom will say.
One thing about the 1-4, A.J. Brown has not played in any of their four losses. They're 1-0 against the Bucs with A.J. Brown.
That's good to know. And also, the other thing about these injuries, this was an odd one when you consider none of these stood out during the game. A lot of times you see
Dory Jackson did. That's it, though.
Okay, I don't even remember.
He left. Yeah, he went to the tent.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Nolan Smith one literally came out of nowhere, right? Like, did anyone hear anything? It was like...
But no. Don't you remember, so, you know, we all know Brandon Graham, you know, tore his, came back for the Super Bowl, tore it again in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So this kind of concerns me that he also tore his in the Super Bowl, had the surgery, and they didn't say re-tore it, they said aggravated.
No, I know your point
strained
is, Ray,
it,
you don't
is
want him to
said,
come
yeah.
back, and then in November, December, it happens again, then you don't have him for the playoffs.
So I wonder if that's right around the bye when he's due to come off. Is it week 8?
That's what they said. After the bye is what they said.
You know, you got to be real careful with him. By the way, I have also heard that N'Kobe is eligible to practice starting next week, that maybe they could open the practice window. He put on his Instagram back in August, I looked this up, see y'all in week 5.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, they might need him soon.
They might need him.
Yeah. No, they seriously might need him soon.
They might have no starting linebackers on Sunday. So.
Well, you know, Trout Jr. definitely could be starting this game. I mean, listen, with Campbell and Bond both not practicing yesterday, got to imagine there's a decent chance Trout Jr. starting at one of those two spots on Sunday. All right, let's go to the phones. Kelsey with us in a couple of minutes.
Rod Jr. has been spicy out there,
I know,
too.
Yes.
I mean, he's been getting after people.
Yeah, he's playing really well in special teams.
Yeah, he has. He's not just disappearing. He's been making a statement every game.
Doing what his dad did in 04.
Yeah,
When they disrespected his dad playing special teams.
I have so much respect for his dad because of that. Like, we all knew what was going on.
He was so much better than Cimino,
and he had to wait
half the season to start.
It was a travesty.
All because they got in a contract dispute 2 years before that. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, James.
Now he's on the phone.
Thanks, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah, right. So last night, as I'm watching all of those homers get hit, I'm kicking myself in the butt because I turned down an opportunity to go to that game, and I almost decided last minute to end up going, and I decided not to. Have you guys ever missed a game where you just wish that you had gone afterwards?
Oh, probably. Sure. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I can't.
Well, can I say something on being at games, so not like going but covering them? I was convinced that I was cursed this season with the Phillies because any time I went to cover a game, it felt like they either lost or it was like a 1-0. Like I had yet to see a home run hit in Citizens Bank Park.
How deep into the season?
Until last night. I swear to God. Until last night.
Whoa.
And then they hit 8 home runs.
Maybe that
so now
was...
I feel better about going to postseason games because I was a little worried, guys. I don't want to say it out loud. But
holy mackerel.
Well, I'm glad that you got that off your chest. Like, that is kind of disturbing, though.
Every single time I went to cover a game, it ended up being a loss or like a very not like small ball type game.
Whoa.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Especially with Schwarber being Schwarber this year.
Yeah.
No kidding.
He's hit his share
it's
of homers.
It's impossible it for is. You to avoid. Yeah. Well, wow.
Anyway. All right, Nick, what do you got on the Eagles?
Yeah, so obviously cornerback is a huge concern. Yeah. It looks like Kelee Ringo is like
Nick, I will tell you this. If Kelee Ringo does not start, we're going to know how much they don't like Kelee Ringo. You know, here's my point. If Adoree Jackson doesn't play and Kelee Ringo doesn't get to start and they slide some other rando guy in there, then you're going to know they really, really, really don't trust Kelee Ringo.
I think they really, really, really don't.
So who is that guy? Someone remind me.
Mac Williams? Mac McWilliams?
Yes, yeah.
Is the guy's name really Mac Williams? What
yeah,
is
Mac McWilliams.
Yeah.
Mac McWilliams or Mac
Williams? I think it's Mac McWilliams, right, but I'm not 100% sure.
If Mac McWilliams starts over Kelee Ringo, that is a bad sign for Kelee Ringo's career.
Well, yes. Something they could do. So McWilliams, Mac Williams, now I'm confused.
MacDonald.
Mac McWilliams. He played in college, he played nickel, so they could always slide Cooper DeGene out to the outside and put him in
he
the
played with
nickel
Iowa?
Spot. No. Like in college, McWilliams played the nickel corner. I'm outside.
Sorry. I thought you were saying
they
played.
Could put Cooper DeGene outside and.
They could. Mac, you're right. McWilliams. You're it's right. Mac, they certainly
yeah.
could.
Yeah.
It's Mac Mick.
Mac Mick.
Mac McWilliams. Yeah.
All right, Nick, I need an answer from you. With the 8 homers last night, give me a notable 8.
Yeah, so I'm a Christmas purist. 'Twas the night before Christmas, Santa's 8 reindeer.
8 reindeers. That's a good one right there.
That's a really clever answer.
I never realized there were 8 reindeers.
Well, except there's a problem.
And
is that 9
year.
Rudolph. Yeah, it's
9.
Do you recall the most famous?
Yeah,
erasure.
So it's like 8 + 1.
Well, that's what he said. He said he's like a 'twas the night before Christmas person. What do you say? Like a Christmas.
I'm just saying.
Purist.
We got the 8. I mean, John and Kate were +8. They weren't +8 + 1.
That family's done so well since that.
Oh, that was going to be my winning answer too. I can't believe you took it off the board,
James. That could have won. John and Kate.
Something
plus. How are we 2 hours?
He's a Philly guy. That guy, John. I think he's from around. Yeah. He's like around the area, like somewhere around here. Yeah.
So is he in the Delco area where it stinks right now?
You're obsessed with this story. I think he's from Reading. Right?
Reading
I don't know. I know he's like somewhere in the general area.
All right, someone in Delco, let us know, please. I know our phone lines have been pretty jammed, but can someone please get through and tell us how bad it smells in Delco? Maybe it's not where you are in Delco, but we're hearing that it's bad in parts of Delco with some kind of smell. Someone please let us know what is going on back there. Let's go to Seth in media. Seth, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, dude.
Doing great, Seth.
Good, good. Happy birthday, James.
Thanks, buddy.
You know what? It's less about wishing you a happy birthday, more about breaking Joe's rule.
There you go.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I wanted to say something last week when I called about the Tush Push thing. I know you have Kelsey coming on soon. Mm-hmm. I think a game to have circled that will revolve a lot around this is against the Bills in Week 17. And I think because that's the only other team that's effective at it. And that's not to say they're going to run it back and forth the whole time. I know that's ridiculous.
But you're saying you could see 10-1 game and the league might be turned off by that?
Well,
because you could. Both teams could do it 5 times. Like that actually could happen.
It would just be interesting to see the Eagles match up against the only other team that's actually effective at it. But it also, you know, lends credence to the notion that it's really, you know, it's about the offensive line. It's about the quarterback. It's not an automatic thing every time. It's just not. Right. It is for us, and it almost is for the Bills, but it's because of, I mean, Josh Allen ain't small.
No, you know he's incredibly strong. He's incredibly powerful. He gets low. His pad level is what this is all about. The ability to drive your legs while lower than the other guy. And we are movers of people. And these guys up front are incredible.
Seth, I will say this. Something that has really surprised me this year, and maybe teams just don't want to practice it enough to make this a point of emphasis, but I am shocked with the Eagles' success and Bills' success and the limited success of anyone else, basically, that teams haven't been handing it off to running back, big running backs or big tight ends to do it.
I mean, that's old school. You know, they the time when they used to run tight ends like that.
If I got a big back, you know, if I got...
They don't want to commit the practice time to it.
I think you're right. Rhea, I think that's it.
The Eagles always talk about how much they practice.
But, I mean, we saw a game, was it the Eagles-Chiefs or the last one, where the team failed on... The other team failed on 31 or 4th-and-1, and I don't know, man. Like, if I had, I'm struggling with modern players, Sean. I'm thinking of Brandon Jacobs right now. I'm thinking of Christian Okoye. I'm thinking of, like, if I had one of those guys, or a little smaller.
Like Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry!
Kyle Pitts.
Derrick.
Tailback.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts a little skinnier, but you know, Mark Andrews.
Cam Scadabo is a giant back.
George
now.
Kittle. Now, I know he's injured, but George Kittle. You know, tight ends and fullbacks and running backs. Like, Scadaboo? Absolutely, John.
Yeah.
Like,
practice is a big part.
I mean, you got to practice center exchange to a non-traditional, you know, guy to receive the ball. But, you know, you can get – listen, if a punter can become a holder, okay?
How about Bijan?
You're right. A fullback or a running back or a tight end can receive a snap from a center and plow forward for half a yard. I mean, seriously. I don't know why they don't do it. I really don't. If I have Kyler Murray, all right, maybe I don't want to run Kyler Murray. He's small. But maybe the running back can do it. I know James Conner just got hurt, but you get my point. Seth, give me an answer, buddy. We're waiting on Kelsey here right now, but give me an answer for a notable 8.
Yeah, no problem, man. The Phils are going to win the World Series. Just want to put that back out there again. I think, did anybody say Kobe Bryant?
Has been said. Give me a different answer.
Oh, yeah, no problem. The 8 games in a row that the 2004 Red Sox won. To win the first World Series.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
That documentary is so good if you haven't seen it.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. 8 straight Red Sox. I will say from baseball history, the Black Sox with 8 men out.
Do you know how many people on hold have that? There are 3 people on hold.
Well, they should have called earlier.
You are just not ready.
I'm just
saying. I was like, that could be a winning answer. Great answer, guys.
That could have been I'm sorry.
You're just a bad guy.
I hadn't done it in a while, though.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, it does, actually. It does. It does actually feel kind of good.
Can I just say how weird it looks, the shorts and the boot?
I know.
It's a little strange.
It was jarring. I took a double take when I saw it this morning.
Because you've had pants on ever since you had the boot, and it's like, it's just weird.
Well, I got PT right after the show, and it's a little easier to do in shorts. And
pants cover it up more, so it's easy to, like, forget.
Totally.
The shorts, you're really airing that thing out. You're really showing it off.
You want me to take the boot off and
put the bare foot?
I'll put the bare foot on.
I see your bare feet enough sitting over here.
I don't think we need that.
All right, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. We're awaiting Jason Kelsey to join us sometime soon. Normally he's in studio with us, but not with us today in studio by phone whenever we get him. Let's also relive a great Phillies night at the ballpark last night as the Phils went not one, not two, but all the way up to 8 home runs last night. Let's listen to how it went down.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, center field. It's deep. Going back, Marcy to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone into the hedges. And it's an all-time Major League record for Kyle Schwarber. His 55th home run of the season. It's his 23rd off a left-hander. A record that has stood since 1949. Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field, long run, Marcy back towards the angled wall, at the wall, and that ball is gone. It just clears just to the left of that State Farm sign, and Edmundo Sosa returning to the lineup with a go-ahead solo home run, and the Phillies lead 2-1. Swung on, hit well. Deep right center field, that's on its way, and that ball is gone over the stands. As Bryson Stott crushes one to right center. 3-1 Phillies. Here's a swing and a high drive left field. That's on its way.
And that's a three-run home run for Edmundo Sosa. And the Phillies breaking it open now in the bottom of the fifth. They lead it 6-1. And it's swung on. Rocketed to right, high and deep, and on its way into the second deck. No doubter from Schwarber, his second of the night. Kyle Schwarber with home run number 56 on the season. 7-1 Phillies. Swung on. Lifted to deep left. On his way back to the wall. Sanoa, that one is gone. Back to back for Schwarber and Bohm. That's number 11 on the season for Alec. And it's the sixth homer hit tonight by the Phillies. Here's Otto Kemp, and he crushes one. Left center. It's on its way, and it's gone. It's a two-run home run for Otto Kemp, and the Phillies have matched the franchise record with their seventh homer of the night. Swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner, and that one is gone off the hands of a fan at the top of the railing. Oh, they're going to say fan interference. The signal is in. Carapaza says it's a home run. And Edmundo Sosa will trot the bases. It's a three-home run game for Edmundo. And the Phillies have set an all-time franchise record with 8 home runs tonight.
Well, absolutely awesome by the Phillies last night. And credit to Lizardo, who's featured in, you know, none of those highlights. But he was tremendous. You got Lizardo, Ranger, and Sanchez obviously ready to go for the postseason, which is excellent. A lot of hitters hitting well these days. And all sorts of records set last night. So in no particular order, here are the records set. Most team home runs ever in a game, 8. Most home runs ever hit by Sosa in a game for him, 3. Most home runs by a Philly shortstop ever hit in a game, 3. Schwarber, most home runs ever hit by a left-handed batter in the history of baseball against left-handed pitchers in a season. And that number was, what, like 28 or 20?
23.
A lot of baseball.
In the history of baseball. And he's getting close to Ryan Howard's team record. So Schwarber up to 56. Ryan Howard, of course, got to 58.
Ryan's in town till Friday. He's hoping to see it. He's got to go out of town. It's his wife's birthday. So he said he can stay till Friday.
That's nice.
And he wants them to see him do it.
Schwarber, 3 tonight. Yeah. Get it done tonight, buddy.
He's done it before.
He has done it before. All right, so a lot of good stuff with the Phillies. And we do ask you at 215-592-9494. I'm curious because I heard this a lot this year during the season, and I heard it before the season from a lot of callers. It's only about the playoffs for me. It's all about the playoffs. And listen, I'm not saying the playoffs don't matter a ton, but I enjoyed last night, and I've enjoyed this regular season. And they deserve a lot of credit to have the second best record in baseball. So I ask you, is it really only all about the playoffs? Because it's not for me. And the second question I ask you is, for those of you that said, and many said it this year, this team can't win. This group can't win. They can't. Do you still believe that? I can't prove to you that they will. I can guarantee you that they can. 215-592-9494.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.